Thank you. U.S. Assistance for the clearance of explosive remnants of war is primarily managed by the Office of Weapons Removal and Abatement in the Bureau of Political Military Affairs at the Department of State. The office's mission is to reduce the harmful worldwide effects of at-risk, illicitly proliferated, and indiscriminately used conventional weapons of war. In this regard, the United States is fortunate its ERW assistance is part of a broader conventional weapons destruction program. The conventional weapons destruction program is meant to enhance civilian security. Not only does the program address humanitarian demining and clearance of ERW, but it also works to reduce the threats associated with stockpiles of at-risk small arms, light weapons, and conventional ammunition. In 2017, the United States had assistance programs in more than 47 countries, and since 1993, has provided more than $2.9 billion in assistance to more than 100 countries. I refer you to our annual report, To Walk the Earth in Safety, for more information on country-specific programs, and there are copies of the most recent edition in the back of the room. This assistance is not focused solely on clearance of ERW. Rather, managing ERW assistance within a broader conventional weapons destruction program provides the United States the flexibility to assist states with munitions management, which is key to the generic preventative measures that Protocol 5 high contracting parties are encouraged to take to minimize the occurrence of ERW. Around the world, stockpiles of excess, poorly secured, or otherwise at-risk conventional weapons remain a serious challenge to peace and prosperity. Deteriorating or mishandled stockpiles may explode and devastate nearby population centers as a result. Hazards from ERW also often continue to kill and maim people long after conflicts have ended. ERW can also prevent the safe use of land, which can suppress economic development and prevent displaced persons from returning home. Our funding levels for assistance cannot be guaranteed for the future. Nevertheless, it's important to demonstrate clearly how a given assistance activity more broadly benefits national interest. This means linking U.S. conventional weapons destruction assistance programs to benefits for U.S. national security. In this regard, protecting civilians is also a prerequisite for achieving lasting peace and stability. Whether it's children trying to go to school, business people trying to carry out commerce, farmers trying to cultivate their fields, or shepherds trying to tend their flocks, civilians must be protected from the risk of abandoned landmines and unexploded ordnance. As long as these types of dangers persist, it is difficult for communities to recover from conflict. And when communities never recover from a humanitarian crisis, they continue to remain susceptible to instability, which can also negatively affect U.S. interest. Going forward, as we work to allocate limited resources to achieve maximum progress in affected states, we must synchronize the U.S. conventional weapons destruction assistance with top U.S. foreign policy priorities. We must ensure that U.S. programs directly serve key U.S. interests in a clear and demonstrable manner. U.S. conventional weapons destruction assistance is not taking place in a vacuum. It is related to key foreign policy priorities and plays a direct role in keeping U.S. citizens and those of our allies safe while clearing the way for a stable, secure, and prosperous future in countries that are key to long-term U.S. security interests. Thank you.